Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, today we are discussing the fundamentals of Islam. Previously, we talked about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one in the list is Adl, which is also translated as justice. The extensive meaning of this word is to put everything in its place. In other words, it is being in balance and equilibrium. So that's one way of defining what justice is. The extensive meaning, what did we say? It is to put everything in its place. So when you place anything in its own place where it deserves to be, this is what we call justice. Another way of looking at justice is the following of the individual rights and point opposite is oppression, in the sense of taking the rights of some and giving them exclusively to others, or to take away someone's rights and give them to another. To discriminate in the sense that some people are given their rights and others are not. Sometimes justice is confused with equality, and it seems that the meaning of justice is that equality should be maintained. Whereas, it is not what justice means. This is not what the reality is. Justice and equality are two different things. Equality is not a condition for justice. Rather, rights and priorities must be considered. So, for our audiences, for our viewers and listeners, I want to make it very clear that when we say justice in Islam, it is not equivalent to equality. They are two different things. As an example, justice in a classroom of students is not that they all receive equal grades, and justice between two workers is not that they receive equal wages. Rather, justice is in this that each student be graded according to his knowledge and ability, and at the same time, each worker be judged according to his work and activity. In the world of nature also, justice in the extensive sense means just this. If the heart of a whale, which weighs 1 ton, be compared to the heart of a sparrow, which is perhaps not more than 1 gram in weight, if they were equal, there would be no justice. And if the roots of a very tall tree were equal to the roots of a small plant, this is not justice and is equivalent to oppression. So if I were to sum it up, when we say justice, it is to make things appropriate, to put them in the right perspective and in the place they deserve to be. For a huge tree, we need deep roots. For a small tree, we need small roots. So if you observe nature, nature follows the rule of justice, not equality. Hence, we human beings are also asked and prescribed to follow the rule of justice rather than equality. We're going to go for a short break, and after we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the differences between justice and equality. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mehdi. So today's subject is the difference between justice and equity. This is quite an interesting subject, right? In today's world, we rarely understand the difference between justice and equity. So let's go ahead and take a few minutes and discuss this difference between the two, because there is a difference between the two. Now, in a very general manner, justice is to put something in its rightful place. But on the other hand, equity is to be equal. Now, let's give some examples to make the difference between the two clear. For example, justice in a practical example could be to give your older child who goes to school and eats more a larger amount of money to buy lunch. But on the other hand, you give your younger child who eats less a lesser amount of money to buy lunch. Now, some might say that this is not equity, which in reality it is not equity, right? Because as per the definition of equity, we should have given both kids the same amount of money. Now, let's go ahead and take this forward. If we were to apply the concept of equity in our example, meaning giving both kids the same amount of money to buy lunch, the older child would end up having the same amount of money as the younger one, right? But the older child would end up having less money to buy the adequate amount of food that was needed for them, right? On the other hand, the younger child, who has been given the same amount as the older child, would have too much money. Therefore, even though giving both kids the same amount of money for lunch might be equitable, meaning we gave them the same amount of money, but it did not do justice to either of them. Rather, being equitable was an injustice to both of them. The fair and right thing to do is to be just and give each child the amount that is adequate for their individual needs. From this very simple example, we learn that equity as a value is of lesser importance than justice, meaning justice is a virtue, a principle of much greater value. So we don't necessarily have to be equitable, we need to be just. And you know, one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names is just, Al-Adl. This name of Allah shows us how important justice is. And justice, dear listeners, is so important that it is said that Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, the first holy Imam, was killed because of his perfect justice. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, would distribute the Baytul Mal, the money of the public treasury, with justice, never differentiating between Arab and non-Arab, between black and white, between free and slave, between man and woman, between relative and non-relative. And another example of justice is how Allah has ordained the responsibilities of man and woman, each having their own place in society, their own place in the home, and their own place as individuals. We need to realize that Allah is just. And just because we don't understand Allah's ultimate and perfect justice does not mean Allah is not just. It just means I and you and we didn't understand Allah's justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the blessing and the grace of being just in all of our actions, individually and socially. We leave you in Allah's care. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about one of the fundamentals of Islam, and that is justice. We said that justice can be defined as putting everything in its place, in a place where it deserves to be. Now, there is a difference between justice and equality. Sometimes commoners, they make the two interchangeable. They consider and assume these two to be used instead of each other, which is not correct. What we are saying is that in Islam, the fundamental is justice. It is not equality. Okay? And we gave you the example of a classroom full of students. They don't all get the same grades because they're all human beings. No. Based on their performance, they get different grades. Now, justice is that very creature receives its rights in proportion to its abilities. So that's another thing you may want to remember, that a creature created by God living on this planet Earth, if it gets its rights in the correct proportion, and that proportion is defined by what? The abilities of that creature. This is what we call justice. Justice is an attempt at correction for a wrong, whether it is a personal or civil, at its most basic level. It may be to inequality, but often it is not. So the topic of equality, it falls under the topic of justice. So when we take justice as that yardstick, there may be scenarios where we may be claiming and proposing that equality is what is required. And there are instances, like the example we give, the wages, the daily wages of workers. Over there, you have to do justice, but you can never possibly do equality, correct? Equality is a social, civic, and legal concept that every member of the population is essentially the same as every other one, regardless of their differences in appearance, habits, language, religion, origins, or major activities such as work or play. This is how we look at equality. It's a social concept, it's a civic concept, and it's a legal concept. So some basic rights, some basic human rights are based on the formula of equality at times. We see that because we don't want to discriminate between human beings. But that does not mean that equality is that governing principle in all spheres of human society. This is not how it's supposed to be, and this is not how it practically can ever be. When people are treated dissimilarly or differentiated from each other in otherwise identical situations, such as in applying for a loan or a school, when going out to dinner, looking for an apartment, flagging a cab, etc. These are those everyday routine things in a society that a human being performs. On the basis of those differences in appearance, etc., they are being treated unequally by virtue of factors unrelated to the issue at hand, other than bias, bigotry. From there, they will attempt to seek relief through justice. Again, the inequality where it's supposed to be that all human beings are equal in receiving those basic rights, that gets addressed through justice. So justice is that concept, the governing principle that is also part of the fundamentals of Islam. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.